Good almost afternoon. It's time for the Nearly Noon News on WDRT. This is Jim Hallberg reporting. In the forecast from the National Weather Service, the listening area should see the transition from partly cloudy to possible showers later this afternoon. The high temperature is predicted to reach 54 degrees and should also be windy, with gusts from the southeast reaching 25 miles an hour. Tonight, rain before 10 p.m., then rain and possibly a thunderstorm later tonight. Breezy with southeast wind gusts as high as 26 miles an hour. The chance of precipitation is 100%. New rainfall amounts between 3/4 and 1 inch possible. And on Thursday, rain, mainly before 10 a.m., temperature falling to be around 41 degrees by 5 p.m., breezy with a west wind and gusts as high as 28 miles an hour. The chance of precipitation tomorrow is 100%. New precipitation amounts between a tenth and a quarter of an inch. And in the news for today, since March 2020, when COVID-19's impact affected so much of the state, one of the biggest realizations that resulted was the lack of broadband, mostly in rural areas, for both business and education. Wisconsin Public Radio Online reports that Governor Tony Evers announced Tuesday the state will make $100 million available as part of a new round of grants to expand broadband internet statewide. The announcement comes as Wisconsin is expected to receive an additional $100 million for the expansion under the recently passed $1 trillion federal infrastructure bill. Evers declared 2021 the year of broadband access, as Wisconsin has sought to expand high-speed internet during the COVID pandemic, which forced many to work and learn remotely. The grants announced Tuesday are part of $129 million set aside for broadband expansion under the 2021-23 budget. The State Public Service Commission recently awarded $100 million in funding as part of the $1.9 trillion relief under the American Rescue Plan Act. The PSC received 242 applications that requested more than $440 million for internet expansion. Nearly 400,000 people currently lack high-speed internet statewide, according to the Federal Communications Commission, the WPR report stated. Again from WPR, new cases of COVID-19 and hospitalizations from the disease are starting to creep upward again in Wisconsin, as cold weather, holiday gatherings, and low vaccination rates create conditions that officials caution could erase progress against the pandemic. On Tuesday, the pharmaceutical manufacturer Pfizer asked federal regulators to approve an additional dose of its vaccine for those worried about waning immunity. This comes as more children are now eligible for the COVID-19 shots. But surveys suggest some parents want to wait, and as many as 3% of parents with children who are ages 5 to 11 years old say they will definitely not vaccinate them. On Tuesday in Kenosha, lawyers prosecuting Kyle Rittenhouse rested their case, and the defense began to question their witnesses. Rittenhouse faces 7 counts, including 2 homicides and an aggravated assault that left one victim disabled from gunshot wounds. Rittenhouse is charged with his crimes following several nights of street protests following the police shooting of Jacob Blake Jr. last August. Lawyers for Rittenhouse will base their defense on the 18-year-old acting in self-defense. We will continue to follow the trial and report back daily. Thanks for joining us today, and please stay tuned. Democracy Now! Is coming up next on WDRT.